And to your point, Congressman John Molinar saying, quote, these stations represent a direct threat to our national security and undermine the rule of law in the United States. What would this legislation do in terms of combating this?
So this bill goes after the agencies and the officials within the People's Republic of China and the Chinese Communist Party who are involved in this program, both here and in China. It would impose full blocking sanctions on certain officials who are involved in running the police station. Typically, it's the Ministry of Public Security. But as we learned through the federal indictment of the two men who operated the station in Manhattan, the Chinese consulate is involved as well here in New York. So Chinese diplomatic outposts are involved. So there's this kind of alphabet soup of different PRC security agencies, diplomatic arms that play a role in operating the police stations. What these lawmakers are trying to do is they're trying to go directly after the people who run this operation and make sure they can't enter the U.S., they can't access assets that they might have here or conduct transactions with U.S. Individuals. So that's very important. And there's also a component of the bill which bans people who are found to be operating these stations from setting foot in the United States. You have these visa bans as well.